Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Sheila, always good speaking to you, especially this time of year, as we speak about, I would say the most outrageous and unique Canadian music award show in this country is going to be happening in just a bit over a week away. Of course, we're talking about the Much Music Video Awards. How many years are we talking here now?
This is the 23rd year, Rudy.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? This is the 23rd year, and I checked. This will be my 17th year.
Oh, good for you. I'm not telling you how many I've been here.
Oh, boy.
But I did start when I was 3.
I love it. You know, I've had a chance, like you, to watch this show grow. I want you to initiate and talk a little bit about it, please, because I know personally, I remember when you guys were lucky to get a write in a newspaper, and now it has become such an international event.
It definitely has. I think over the years, as our production value has grown and our relationships with our partners have grown, I think everyone in Canada has really embraced it. And when I mention our partners, I'm talking about our record company partners who work with us to make this the best award show in Canada, as well as the fans who every year seem to embrace it more and more. And it's almost become a rite of passage now for our audience to, spend a night on the street waiting for wristbands for the show. In fact, they've been here sleeping on the street since Monday night.
And as we speak right now, no more wristbands. Don't get in the line because you're not going to get any, correct?
That is correct. There are no more wristbands, but there is a view from the street, as you know, and we also encourage people at home to have viewing parties and make sure they're watching there if they can't come down.
Well, let's talk about that, and let's talk about why when I say this is the most outrageous and unique, let's go with the unique part. And the fact that one of the big things about the MMVAs is it's the biggest street party there is in Canada.
Absolutely. The MMVAs is viewed by many as the annual kickoff to summer. Not just for Toronto, but for around the country. When the MMVAs is happening, everyone knows school is almost finished, vacations are about to start. Let's start the summer now.
You guys have actually stages, not just inside, but you have outside, rooftop. Talk a little bit about that, please.
Sure. We have 4 stages outside this year and 1 inside. And we've taken the production level on those stages to new heights this year. And it's really going to be a huge spectacle on TV.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, we should talk about the award itself because even though artists go up and they, accept the awards, it's not so much about the artist but the guys behind the camera who make the artist look so good.
Absolutely. The majority of our playlist at Much Music is music videos. And as we all know, it takes a lot of time and creativity and huge amounts of talent to put together those videos. So we celebrate those behind the scenes by recognizing their work through awards for specific craft categories.
And what are some of the categories?
Post-production of the year, cinematography of the year, director of the years. Those go directly to the craftspeople. As well as those for the craftspeople, we also have awards called the Your Fave Awards that people can vote on right into the television show that night, which begins at 9 p.m. They can vote until the end of the show to pick their favorite artists of the year.
Now, MTV, I can say this. MTV can't say this. The Grammys can't say this. The American Music Awards, the Country Music Awards, no awards cannot say this except you guys. When it comes to seats, seats are illegal because you guys want a party atmosphere.
Absolutely. It's a street party, and we're also giving out awards during that street party.
And who are some of our big nominees this year?
Mariana's Trench is leading the pack with 7. Drake and Headley have 5 each, and Down with Webster and Carly Rae Jepsen have 4. So we're really excited for all of them, and of course, all of them are performing this year with the exception of one, so we're really excited about being able to have performances from those who are also most nominated.
Let's talk about some of the other performances, because you've got one of the, if not the biggest artists on the planet coming in, the Beeb.
The Beepster's coming in, and we're pretty excited about it. We've been working with his team. He wants to make sure that he takes this production to new heights. He's excited to be coming back to Canada, and he really wants to deliver it for his fans.
And it sounds like it's really, really going to be exciting, too. Now, here's what I talk about the most outrageous. I have been blessed to be able to be part of this for 17 years to be able to report on this. But as I can tell you, with all the red carpets I've ever done, nothing beats what you guys do, because as you well know, and you're going to talk about this, it is literally a competition just to walk the red carpet.
It absolutely is. It's not a traditional red carpet, that's for sure, Rudy. It's as much an arrival for the fans as it is for artists and media. And the artists have really become invested in trying to one-up each other every year, looking for the most crazy and over-the-top arrivals they can think of. We've had a World War II Sherman tank, ice cream trucks, hamster balls, hot tubs, you name it, you know, and who knows what they're going to show up in this year.
Well, you know, I've said this still every year, nobody has beaten the tank.
The tank, you're still loving the tank, are you?
You know what? I will keep saying it until somebody can come up with something wilder than that, because it. I saw the ice cream truck come down. I've seen all these other initiatives.
Did you see the hamster balls last year with Mariana's Trench?
I saw the hamster balls.
You weren't as impressed as you were with the tank.
Do you know what it's like to be standing there and see it's a sunny day and suddenly everything goes into a shadow and you look up and you're thinking, oh my goodness, we're at war. No, we're not. It's a tank coming towards us.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And all of that is enthusiasm from the bands and their labels and everyone just wanting to make this the biggest night in Canada.
Now, for folks who do want to hang out at the street party, what do you suggest?
Well, they can, you know, wristbands will be given away by the time this airs. There is room on the street, so they can come down. It does fill up pretty early, though. So they'd have to get there, you know, they'd have to plan it properly. And again, if they can't be on the street, viewing parties at home you know, are always welcome.
And of course, so how do we initiate those viewing parties? When is the red carpet going to happen, and then when is the initial show going to happen?
The red carpet begins at 8 p.m., and the show is live to air at 9 p.m. on Much Music.
And this is going to happen, rain or shine, and I should say this to folks, for the from beginning to end, only once has it rained on the MMVAs.
That's true, Rudy, and I won't look that far ahead to see how the weather is currently. I usually wait till the weekend of, because, as we know, for some strange reasons, the weathermen can sometimes be wrong.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I'll tell you something, I will never forget that rainfall, because the funniest thing to me was when everybody was trying to run inside, Sean Kingston, love him, big heart, but big guy, mm-hmm. was blocking the doorway, and nobody could get past him.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was so funny.
Yeah, it was just an enormous amount of rain. I remember I was inside of my office and things started blowing around and you could just hear the scream from the crowd come up.
No, that wasn't them. That was me screaming. Yeah, because I got soaked that
yeah,
day.
I hear everyone did.
Oh my goodness.
But the show went on and it will go on, you know, always.
Yep, rain or shine.
Absolutely.
So, for folks who want to get more info on what's going on with the MMVAs, in case you guys got some initial surprises that you haven't told us yet that's going to happen, or just keeping updated on everything that's going to happen, where do we go?
Muchmusic.com.